Trend number 4, losing the privacy battle in the internet age. In the age before computers, and especially before the internet, people could feel secure in their privacy because it was hard for others to gain access to their information. But that comfort zone no longer exists, because so much of our personal information is online, where it can be found by anyone who knows which keystrokes to use. The September 2008 issue of Scientific American was devoted entirely to privacy, asking the question, can we safeguard our information in a high-tech, insecure world? To help answer that question, the issue makes 3 key points. First, there is a distinction between disclosure of information that causes real harm and instances where it's merely embarrassing or annoying. If someone has access to your credit card number, there can be real harm. If someone finds out that you're taking Viagra, it may simply be embarrassing. Second, the right of individuals to monitor the activities of big business and government is essential in maintaining freedom and a level playing field. And third, different people have different preferences and needs concerning their own privacy. Even while the internet may erode privacy, it's also beginning to give people the tools to better control their own personal information. At the recent event called the Supernova Technology Conference in San Francisco, organized by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, security experts pointed out that most consumers don't really understand how much information is being collected about them or how it is being used. But when they find out, they are perfectly capable of taking control of their own destiny. Speakers there used the example of Facebook. In 2007, it introduced a system called Beacon that tracked what its members bought online and then shared that information with each person's circle of friends. Facebook didn't announce the move, and within a month, outraged users forced the company to offer privacy tools to control that information. As the internet merges with a whole range of mobile devices, this problem will only get more complicated. For example, the data that companies now collect on consumers and users of their services in many cases would be illegal for the government to collect. But the government can buy it from companies without breaking existing laws. It was once extremely impractical to find out if someone had a criminal record. It involved individually searching the archives of all 50 states and 3,500 counties in the U.S. This ensured an important element of our democratic society, that criminals could serve their time and get a second chance. But as explained recently by the International Herald Tribune, a new web-based service called CriminalSearches.com makes finding those records instantaneous. Just type in a name and you can find out which of your neighbors have committed felonies and even which ones have gotten traffic tickets. The free service can also show you a map of your neighborhood with all the names and addresses of anyone who has ever been arrested. You can set up email alerts that tell you when specific people get arrested or criminals move in nearby. According to a recent Herman Trend alert, more than 83% of corporate recruiters are using search engines to uncover information about candidates for jobs. Almost half said they eliminated candidates based on that information, up 17% since 2005. The executive recruiting firm ExecuNet offers guidelines for prospective hires to use to control their own information on the net. The first item is to know what's there. About 1/4 of executives surveyed didn't have any idea what information on them was available. Equally important is to create a positive presence online. Through websites, blogs, and published articles, you can demonstrate professional accomplishments, leadership, and other positive qualities. And smart executives establish an automated self-search for their own names to monitor new information. The important take-home message from all this is that privacy has already been redefined and that the legal and ethical issues are far from catching up. Given this trend, we offer the following 3 forecasts. First, while the traditional right to privacy has been eroded by technologies ranging from the internet to cell phones and RFID tags, that same technology will increasingly give individuals the tools they need to protect and manage their own information. As illustrated by the Facebook example, consumers can be a powerful force in dictating what businesses, and potentially the government, can do with their information. As a new tech-savvy generation takes center stage, they will redraw the standards for what is and is not allowed. Legislation will follow, albeit slowly. Second, entrepreneurs who help people effectively take control of their personal information will find a lucrative market. The lack of privacy that has come with our high-tech world represents a major opportunity for entrepreneurs who can provide ways for everyday people to safeguard their personal information. Just as YouTube and MySpace benefited from people's willingness to go public with their own information, those people will grow up and gradually become more concerned about their privacy. As that happens, new companies will offer tools to build a technological wall around personal information and photos that adults posted when they were young and reckless. And third, in 10 to 15 years, people will become sophisticated enough so that many issues of privacy that seem dire today will all but disappear. People will know how to control and manage data on themselves and will be able to shape how they appear to others in the virtual world. While new technologies seem to have stripped us of our privacy in many ways, even newer technologies will give it back in a new form tomorrow.